On Community Conversation tonight, we're going to be talking about an upcoming walk for Huntington's disease, and that'll be held right here in Adrian. And I'd like to welcome into the program Bill Sproul with the Adrian Support Group with the Huntington's disease. And Bill, welcome into the program.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us. That's going to be coming up, and it's going to be here in Adrian on August the 22nd. We'll get into the details about that, how it's going to be held, and how people can participate in this. But for those who may not be totally familiar about Huntington's disease, Bill, can you kind of give us a brief overview on what the disease is all about?
Yes, and there are many, many people that are not aware of what Huntington's disease is. It's a disease of the brain, just like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Mm-hmm. But Huntington's is the only one that is a dominant trait, and is if you inherit the gene from an affected parent, you have the disease. There's no escaping it. It's like having Alzheimer's in the fact that the memory goes in the patient over time. The Parkinson's aspect of it is you have movement, but it's like Parkinson's disease on steroids.
Oh, really?
Wow. It's 10 times worse. Mm. And, of course, with movement, it's not only your voluntary muscles, but your involuntary muscles that are affected. So ultimately, it's swallowing and not only just your physical movement. And a lot of patients succumb to inhalation pneumonia mm-hmm. as a result. And ALS is the muscular portion of it. Don't have control over your muscles at all. So it's bad.
Yeah.
And I've lost a wife and a daughter to the disease.
Oh, wow. Gosh. So you know what it's all about, and that's probably the reason why you've been involved in this then, Bill.
I'm convinced that awareness is the only thing that's going to help us get a treatment for this disease, which at this point there is no medication to treat the disease itself. There's a couple of medications for the movement aspect of the disease, and of course things for the psychological portion of it, but there's nothing that treats it. It still marches forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, you know, it normally doesn't skip a generation or anything like
that. It does not skip. If the gene is not inherited, the defective gene is not inherited, the disease stops.
Okay.
Now, many people would believe that, well, that's simple enough. You just don't have children if you have the disease. Well, in my case, the family never told me that it was in family histories. I wouldn't have known what it was if they had told me because nobody talked about it.
Right.
Well, these days we are talking about it. We need help from people, not only to support the people that have the disease, but also to help us find a cure so that we can stop it.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Exactly. And the only way of doing that is to fundraise.
Fundraise and research. Huntington's Disease Society of America is the totally independent research and support group. It's not government funded. And here in Michigan, they just started our 11th support group in the state of Michigan. This newest one will be in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, okay.
And of all 50 states, Michigan has the highest number of support groups in the nation.
Wow.
And I tend to believe that's because we've had some very good hospitals, and people have come to this area and stayed because they thought that they could get support and help for their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But as of today, there is no approved medication. There are three now, I believe, that are in trials. It's going to be a while before they receive approval from the FDA.
Yeah. Well, with this, and you mentioned about the support groups and a number of support groups here in Michigan, and we mentioned about that you are with the Adrian support group. Where do you meet often?
We have met once a month, and a lot of the groups don't meet quite that often, but we've met once a month, and up until COVID has hit the area.
Mm-hmm.
And we were meeting at a local nursing home where my daughter had been before she passed away 4 years ago. Kelly was only 38 years of age.
Wow.
But since the group couldn't meet at the nursing home, we tried Zoom meetings, and our group just isn't that technically savvy.
Yeah.
And I would guess most groups are not.
Yeah, yeah.
But this last month we had an in-person get-together at my home out in a yard. We social distance around a bonfire one night when it was a little bit cooler. And I would welcome anybody that would want information on Huntington's disease to contact my cell phone number. It's 517-260-7886. I lead the local support group, and you will be surprised at how many people in the area actually have Huntington's disease.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot more than people know.
Well, I would imagine, huh? And again, your phone number, your cell phone is 517-260-7886.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, we talked about the fact that there's no cure, but research is still going on. And, of course, with that, that means the needing of funds in order to help support that research. And that's where the walk comes in. So you're going to be having a walk. And when is that going to be held, Bill?
The walk will be on August 22nd at Trestle Park on Hunt Street here in Adrian, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, normally we would have a formal registration period and a little talk session before we go out on a walk and refreshments afterwards. But because of COVID, those items are going to change this year.
Sure.
We will still have the walk physically, and the need for the money is always going to be there until we get a cure for this disease. And I hope that anybody that's able to support us will do so. If you want more information, please just contact me.
With that, the walk is still going to be held, and they can still register ahead of time. How can they register, Bill?
Well, the registration is through hdsa.org/THW Adrian. Now that's Huntington's Disease Society of America .org.
Mm-hmm. Slash
the Hope Walk Adrian.
Okay.
And the money will be, we have a goal of about $14,000 this year, maybe just a little less. And a lot of sponsors have been reluctant to donate because of their own personal finance situations.
Sure, that's understandable.
So if anybody is able to, please, I'm asking for your support.
Now, for them to donate, how do they donate? Do they donate at the day of the walk, or how is that going to work, Bill?
The donations will take place online.
Okay.
I will not reject any check or cash that's provided, but we're not supposed to be handling items from people coming in.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll have gloves and we'll have a container to put things in so that it will be okay. But normally, once you register, you would receive a T-shirt for the walk. This year, the T-shirt will come to you in the mail after the walk if you collect $100. There won't be any real registration as such. It's a donation-based T-shirt.
Okay. Excellent.
This year, they're going to be red. The one I'm wearing currently is a bright blue, a royal blue.
I was going to say, that's a very sharp-looking T-shirt there, Bill, but this year they're going to be red. I'm sure they'll be just as sharp.
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Now, should they show up at the day of the walk just before 10 o'clock then at Trestle Park?
Anywhere from 10 to 2 will be fine.
Okay.
We're not going to try to create a large group like we typically would.
Yeah.
But if it happens that we have the Park and Recreation Department's blessing up to 100 people, as long as we social distance and wear masks, have hand sanitizer.
Okay. Excellent. But this is so important, isn't it, Bill?
It is very important. As I mentioned, I lost my daughter 4 years ago. I lost my first wife, although we were divorced at the time, in 2001. She was 49 years old. My daughter was 38. Mm. And my daughter has left me two grandsons who live with their father now, currently 18 and 16 years of age.
Well,
each of them are 50% at risk of having the same disease.
Yeah.
And in order to be tested, they have to be 18 years of age and go through a protocol of psychological testing before.
Okay.
Getting this information, you can't undo it once you know.
Yeah.
If you carry the gene, you have to be able to live with the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's where the support groups come in, too.
It is.
Bill. Yeah.
It is. We have, I have four families that are involved in my support group. And they range in year. Age from 19 to,
I know,
60 some years of age.
Yeah.
So there's a whole gambit of people involved. 10% of the Huntington's patients in the U.S. are juvenile form.
Okay.
Juvenile form looks different than the adult form of HD. And it happens when the defective gene is repeated, the genetic stutter in the short arm of chromosome number 4 is repeated over 50 some times.
Wow.
In my wife's case, it was just 50.
Jeez.
And my daughter. So they had the adult form, but their people in Adrian have lost children at age 17 to this disease.
Gosh. Well, again, that shows how important this is and how important it is to raise money for the research. So, Bill, as we the time we have left, let's run down the date, time, and location and how to register. So it's going to be held when?
It's going to be held August 22nd at Trestle Park here in Adrian. That's on Hunt Street down below the Sheriff's Department.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, and then if they can register ahead of time, if they'd like.
They can register and donate at hdsa.org/THWAdrian.
Okay. And if they'd like more information, they can also give you a call as well, can't they, Bill?
Give me a call at 517-260-7886.
Okay, let's do what we can to help fight Huntington's disease. And also, if they would like to call you on that number, if they'd like to get involved in the support groups as well, which I think would be really, really beneficial.
Anybody that has a family member or a friend are certainly welcome, or if you just want to know more about the disease.
Yes. Get in contact with you.
Get in contact with me.
Bill, thank you so much for being in the program. Much success on the walk this year, and hopefully they will raise lots of money for you and use it towards the research, towards the finding, help finding a cure for Huntington's disease.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much,
Dave. My guest has been Bill Sproul with the Adrian Support Group Chapter for Huntington's Disease, and we're talking about the Adrian Team Hope Walk, again coming up Saturday, October 22nd at Trestle Park. For Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll see you again next time.